Hello and welcome to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly radio show where we interview independent musicians to get their perspective on their music, their history, and the world around their art. On this show, your host Garrison Reed sits down with Alec Allensworth of the band Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. Alec discusses the band's first national and international tours, recording the acclaimed debut, and the plans for the future.
And if it's got to, it's got to be fresh to the person who's working on it. So, yeah, they've changed, but it's probably not been a change that I've necessarily recognized.
Yeah.
The debut record from Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah was released in July, and in just under 5 months, the record has sold over 20,000 copies, an indie unheard of. Filled with perfectly paced pop songs, the record and in turn the band have received high reviews. Here's a snippet of Is This Love from their self-titled release. The CD is now widely available through Alternative Distribution Alliance and will be released in January on the European label Wichita.
Both being Brooklyn-based, did Clap Your Hands personally know the National before this tour?
We played with them at the Mercury Lounge only a month or two before we started out on tour, and we knew them very little at that time, but we had a mutual respect for one another, I think, after the show at the Mercury Lounge, so mm-hmm. It seemed right.
Yeah.
I don't live in Brooklyn, but I do, you know, that's beside the point, I suppose, but I do know of what's going on up there.
Yeah.
And at the National, it's just it was the ideal first tour for us, I think. They're just great guys, and they do a great, great live show, so it was a lot of fun.
How has the dynamic with the National been evolving through the tour?
How has it been? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there was any sort of evolution necessarily. I think it's just been a pretty good compliment, you know.
Yeah.
One against the other, two different... separate styles, but they somehow coalesce.
What is your reaction to the massive number of sold-out shows? I think last I saw it was like 17 out of the 29 total on tour.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's no particular reaction. Just a lot of people are coming to the shows.
Yeah.
That's nice. It's nice to see. I mean, it's a nice feeling, and a lot of people like it.
Yeah. How has the audience reaction from now and then a year ago altered the band's live experience?
I don't think it's been all that different, really. Everybody's been really enthusiastic from the get-go, it seems. It's just that we've been playing in bigger places and more people have been coming.
Yeah.
That's all.
On the KCRW performance and throughout this tour, the band's played new songs. How have the introductions of these songs gone?
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, like, we started out essentially without an album, obviously, and we were playing shows, and we were beginning to attract an audience starting out without an album, so people knew the songs somewhat but didn't really know them. So it's essentially the same thing. I mean, I have no problem about throwing in a new song, and people react well, you know, I think, mm-hmm. to them, generally. Some are disappointed that they're not hearing the songs they might like to hear, but it's good practice for us to do some of the new songs. And they fit in. It's all about creating a set from night to night that actually works.
Yeah. Speaking of songs that aren't played, that are on record, the title track, the band's name, where it's never played live, rarely played live. What is the reasoning behind that?
It's hard to make that really necessarily work in a set. It's hard to make that flow. It works on an album, but it doesn't necessarily work in the context of a set.
Yeah. So. How will the follow-up differ from the debut?
I don't know. I told somebody different songs once before. I guess that's actually pretty much true. I'm not trying to be a wise ass either. That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I've written a lot of the songs around the same period, and you know, it'll be recorded in a different place, which will lend a certain different quality to it. It'll also be recorded probably with a different engineer. There are certain chances that'll probably be taken that weren't on the last, and certain chances that, yeah, they won't be taken, I suppose. I don't know. They're, you know, that's all in the context of whatever song is being recorded and how the album is supposed to move, you know.
And there's songs that are going to be on that record that were written at the same time as the debut?
Yeah, at the same time or earlier. You know, I mean, I've been writing songs for a long time now, and some of them seem just as relevant. Some of them I will probably not use at all.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think some of them before or during or before at that particular time, you know, we'll be using those. So
since the public found out about the spray painting, has the author of that come up, or did y'all know who it was?
Not that I'm aware of. No, I don't know who it was. Not that I'm aware of. I don't know. I don't know much about that.
Yeah.
That would be interesting if he or she did, I guess. I don't know. Interesting in some uninteresting way.
Yeah. What are the band's plans after the tour?
Well, we're headed over to Iceland as soon as we finish for a few days. And then we're doing a benefit for the hurricane victims in Philadelphia on the 26th and then of October. And then we're heading over to Europe to see how the folks take it over there.
Yeah. How has domestic sales in Europe, like?
I don't know yet. I don't know if we've really been doing too much of the exporting of the product at this particular time. I don't know. I'm not sure. I think that we're gonna try to move it on over there around the time that we're playing, but I think domestic sales is the main focus right now.
Yeah. Music, writing-wise, what's there?
As far as my own, or as far as
for the band?
Well, I mean, since we've been on tour, I haven't really had a chance to get down to business.
Mm-hmm.
but you know, I've been writing right up until we have started on tour, and you know, what's there is. I don't know, different material.
Yeah.
I mean, I write, I do it every day, I've done it every day, and I do it for a long time, and sooner or later you get tired of kind of what, you know, the same formula necessarily, and I think that that it changes of its own volition, it changes naturally, and if it's gotta be fresh to the person who's working on it, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've changed, but it's probably not been a change that I've necessarily recognized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is Alec Ounsworth and the Pelican Picnic?
Oh, well, actually, you know, it's going to be called different names every time, you know, we have the opportunity to play a show together. Those are friends of mine in New York that I play with, and I've written, you know, I've written a lot of material, and I think some of the material lends itself to collaborate and say yeah, some of it lends itself to this, some of it lends itself to other projects. I'm working on with a friend of mine, Flashy Python, and Flashy Python and the Body Snatchers.
Which
they'll never perform. Well, he'll never perform. But I've written a lot of material for a lot of different projects, and Clive Aaron say, yeah, it happens to be one of them, and that happens to be another one. It's just kind of a different take.
Record will undoubtedly be on many year-end lists. What, as an indie artist, would you like to see alongside you on this list as far as you're listening?
Fair, you're probably asking the absolute wrong person, though. I don't know enough about what's going on in the
world that you're living in,
the contemporary music world. I don't know. I mean, I know Loud and Wainwright released a new album. John the Richmond might be coming around, or he's Bob Dylan. These are big, you know, big heroes of mine. I don't know enough about the indie rock world to really particularly say. The National.
That record's great.
I like some Magnetic Field stuff. Did Guided by Voices break up?
Yeah, and they didn't release a record this year.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe the Greatest Hits or something.
I liked their stuff when they were around. I don't know. I gotta say, I'm not sure. Those guys.
Who would you say is fair game as your components?
Yeah.
Robbie knows a lot better than I do.
I like the new Wolf Brain. Architecture in Helsinki. And Dr. Dog are really great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Dr. Dog, yeah.
Okay.
The Malarkeys, the Convexities, Taka Taka. Friends of ours, you know.
Thanks for listening to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly podcast where we interview independent musicians. More information about our guests today, Clap Your Hands Say Yeah, can be found on their website, clapyourhandsayyeah.com. Music samples in the show are from their 2005 record, Clap Your Hands Say Yeah. For more information, including a transcription of this interview, please visit IndieInterviews.com. Feedback on this podcast and the materials used in its production, send your thoughts to IndieInterviews@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you next week.